sing together number 320. 320 in the hymn.
Oh, Dear Father, we thank you for this new day. Lord, we come again with expectancy and faith that today is a day of your working. And Lord, you will complete the thing that you have begun in the hearts of our campers, cottagers, in our staff and guests. Dear Father, you will complete the thing you desired for this time. And you will equip us, prepare us for the days ahead. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You are our good Father.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you are.
And so again this morning we ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
God, you know our need.
Amen.
Each one, Lord, we want to be hungry and thirsty for you.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Let's sing number 3 in our camp book. Number 3.
In the shadow of his fear.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can come in this morning into his presence more fully. Allow him to hide us. We had that in the Moses prayer where the Lord said, there's a place by me, close to my side. I'm going to hide you in the rock. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so what a privilege we have. And Jesus says, come closer this morning. Come near. I want to shelter you. I want to put my arms around you. Lord, truly bring us into a place of rest. Rest from worldly care. Lord, you know the things that press upon us. But Lord, we want to rest in you. We want to hide in you. I pray for our staff, dear God, that you would teach them and teach them how to cast their care upon you because you care for us. Lord, again, we bring the campers, cottagers. Dear Father, you are at work today, even this morning as they gather in your house. In your name, dear Father, speak to them. May this day truly be a day of your coming to them. Lord, we just pray that your peace would rest upon this camp, every area of camp. Let the peace of God rule in every heart, mind. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. And we take a refreshing, Lord, of your Spirit. Lord, refresh us this day. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray.
Father, we pray for you to give us the hind feet for high places, that we can go from mountaintop to mountaintop, Lord God, knowing that you are with us. Yes. When suffering and sorrow come, Lord, we pray that you would give us those feet, that we can go not down deep into the valley, but Lord, that you would lead us through. You said that you would be with us in our suffering, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And you keep your word. So we pray now, Lord, that you would give us hind feet, that you rejoice when you see your sheep following joyfully, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what the provision is, regardless of what relationships might be. Lord, let us put all that aside and rejoice in God our Savior, that, Lord, that you have a work to do in each one of us, Lord God, that in the worlds that we live in, Lord God, that we might be able to rejoice regardless of what's going on,
yes,
that we can be a peculiar people, Lord God, that we can be strange to those in the world, that you would receive glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
And let the meditation of our heart and the words of our mouth bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Well, Lord, that's what you created us for, to
yes,
praise
Lord.
You. That's what you put into our hearts, to adore you.
Amen.
So we pray that that yes, would be Lord. Pure, that the light of Christ, Lord God, in those things that we don't understand, that we might walk by that light, Lord God,
Amen.
And not trip and stumble, but rely wholly and completely upon you. Even in the darkest of days, Lord God, you are with us.
Amen.
You do not fail us, Lord God, for you are faithful, you are eternal, and your kingdom is coming. Your
yes.
kingdom will stand, for you have overcome the evil one, Lord God, that you might be the all in all in our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. I reached out to our brother Bill Rodriguez yesterday, and he sent me back a voice text. I know I'm saying that right. But he actually recorded a message for me and sent it. And in that message, he said, thank the people at camp for praying for me. And asked that we would continue to pray for him. And at the end, he said, it's going to be all right. Now he's going through a deep physical challenge and trial at this point. He needs a miracle from God. But God is able. So let's just bring our brother Bill. As our sister Judy prayed, I was just reminded of that. Yes, sometimes it gets a little dark, doesn't it? Situations come that we maybe didn't expect. But God is faithful. Believe that God will touch our brother. Today, a day of his working, today, we can bring him to the throne of grace and obtain help in time of need. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Brother Paul, would you pray, please?
Lord, we're thankful that we can come to you with this need. We thank you for our brother Bill and for his ministry in the hills and valleys of Mexico. All these years, Lord, how faithful he has been, and how faithful you have been.
Yes, Lord.
To him. And now in this time of need, Lord, we pray that you would come real close to dear Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that you are able to subdue all things unto yourself.
Yes, Lord.
And so we commit him to you, Lord. You know exactly what the doctors can do and can't do, and that nothing is impossible with you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So we trust your word, and we bring him to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Work this day, even this day, Lord, to show improvement and somehow a marked improvement.
Yes, Lord. Lay your hand upon us.
We unite in prayer and ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Brother Bill was a camper with me when I was a camper here, and I think his testimony is that one night after meeting, he went back to his cabin, and on his bunk, the Lord filled him with the Holy Spirit. And he came and trained with Brother Gordon Gardner. Actually, his picture, he's in that little picture above that lamp there, that little white oval picture. You'll find Brother Bill there with Brother Gordon Gardner, Sister Caroline, and others who were training for the ministry. And so we just want to continue to stand with him. God has given him a ministry, as our brother Paul has prayed. And so thank God for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing number 298 in our hymn books, 298. We can stand as we sing.
Fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. I'm leaning on Jesus. Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, I'm leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. I'm leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I praise you, Lord, I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Work this day, my God. Oh, have your way today, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We look to you. Our eyes are upon you. Hallelujah.
Father, you are the King of glory, Lord. Hallelujah. So this morning, Lord, we are so filled with the joy from on high because we are that experiencing you like never before. Father, we ask you this morning, would you manifest yourself, Lord, in such a great measure? And that, Lord, just as the brother that Phil had prayed, Lord, we come with a great expectancy, Lord, because we know that we can encounter you, because that we know that we can be renewed this morning. We know that we can
Hallelujah.
Be touched by the power
Hallelujah.
Of the Holy Spirit. We know that we can be transformed. That, Lord, we know we can
Jesus,
be elevated
Jesus,
to the heavenly
Jesus.
Places, Lord, to see what you want us to see, to hear what you want to hear. Father, we are hungry, we are thirsty, that the river of life flows from your throne, Lord, to
Amen.
This place, Lord, and to touch every person that in this room,
yes,
and
Lord.
Touch every person on this campsite, wherever they are, what they are doing now. But Father, that your river touch each one of them and bring life, bring joy, and bring hope, and
yes,
bring
Lord.
Strength, and bring courage, Lord,
yes.
knowing that you are with your people, and you have a wonderful plan for each one of us. And Lord, your plan for us, the plan for good, not to harm us, but to give our hope and the future. And for which
yes,
we will give you glory
yes, Lord.
And the praises,
you, Lord.
Lord. Father, let pour out your spirit of praise and worship this morning.
Hallelujah.
And we teach us
Hallelujah.
How to praise you, Lord. And we teach
Hallelujah.
Us how to that and you know, worship you. Because you deserve all our praise. You deserve all our worship. And we want to live just like that, Lord. Hallelujah. We will praise you along with the sin on heaven, along with the angels, Lord. And to cry out, holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Your
yes,
glory
Lord.
Fill the
yes,
whole
Lord.
Earth, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I praise
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Because
Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Seated.